Welcome to Laborfest 2018, SlysOffice.com. We were going to wait until after the election for governor to talk, but since you're here at Laborfest, the person I've endorsed for mayor, Sacha Rhodes Conway, is here with her. A woman's place is in her union shirt. Sacha, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Good to be here.
And I'm proud to endorse you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Before I get to labor stuff, because we're literally in a crisis for people's homes and everything, you're way out in front talking about stormwater mitigation. As a son of a father who worked for the U.S. Soil Conservation Project and the Watershed Project that drew up dams and was so taught me about contour farming and rotation of crops and everything. I grew up in a household where we paid attention to things like
this. Sure.
Tell me about what you have planned.
Yeah, well, you know, it really has been a big problem, obviously, for a lot of people here in Madison, and there's a bunch of stuff going on. So we need to take a bunch of different approaches. Probably the first thing that's on everybody's mind is the lake levels. So lake levels is something that's controlled by the state and the county, but I think we need to be managing Lake Mendota a lot lower so that we have room to absorb the kind of rain that we see, right? And make sure that we're not flooding people out.
Is there a push and pull with dock boat owners?
Of course there is. Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, and we don't want to be interfering too much with tourism, but honestly, when we're talking about people's homes and livelihoods and like property being damaged, we have to find some kind of way to keep that from happening. And really, honestly, that does mean we're going to have to lower the lake levels, I think, by quite a lot. But I don't know what the right number of inches or feet is. That's why we have really smart people at UW-Madison.
How much of that can we control?
Sorry?
How much of that we control? Because it's a real lake as opposed to a man-made lake.
Right. Well, so there's several feet. We manage Mendota several feet higher than the natural levels. So
okay.
There's a lot of room there.
Oh, okay.
But
are you concerned? I mean, obviously, Madison isn't landlocked. We're still seeing a fair amount of development, but every time I see those cranes in the sky and I see a big building going in where there used to be a smaller building where there was some grass around it, that can't be entirely helpful.
No, it's not helpful. And actually, this is something that both the city and the county are preempted from doing anything about by the state.
So shocking.
Shockingly, we need the state to change laws to allow local governments to better manage stormwater. And when that happens, then the city needs to be able to tell development that we have to be able to infiltrate or manage rainfall on site, both for new development and, frankly, for existing properties. Now, the good thing is that that's not hard to do, right? You can talk about green roofs. You can talk about rain barrels. You can talk about cisterns. You can talk about engineered rain gardens. There's all sorts of technology that make that possible and also improve a development at the same time.
Are there things homeowners can do?
Absolutely.
I have no chance of flooding at my house. First of all, I'm on a slab. I'm in Westmoreland by Queen of Peace. I'm up high. What can I do?
Well, so every drop of rain that falls on your property is running off down to somewhere, and that somewhere is the lakes. So if you can hold the water on your property, and the things that you can do, you can have a rain barrel at every downspout, right? You can put in a rain garden in your yard or in your terrace. There's, you know, rain benches. There's all sorts of technology to
hold
the water.
I'll pay somebody to do that. But that's
somebody to do it. We've got at my house 4 or 5 different rain barrels now. We use it to water our garden when it gets dry.
That I did not inherit my parents' love of gardening. But, you know, I want to help out. I mean, I was at the grocery store the other day, and a woman bagging my groceries told me those people in Sherwood Hills, I know it's not Madison, but smaller homes, a lot of them have to be torn down. Their foundations are destroyed. How many homes in Madison are going to have to be torn down?
I think the biggest impact was on the west side with the immediate flash flooding, and some of the multifamily properties there got really impacted. But then, you know, now on the Sassy and Marquette neighborhoods, everybody's basements is basically underwater because they're at lake level, more or less.
A lot of people are going to be making a choice for mayor. We don't even know who all's going to be in this race
for
mayor as of yet, because this podcast is sort of focused on labor. Always, that's kind of what I do. Tell me about your feelings about workers' rights, and how prominent that should feature in any mayor's job.
Well, I think it's a huge deal for the city. I myself have been a member of AFT Local 223 for years now. I was a delegate to the South Central Federation of Labor. When I was on the council, I had the South Central Federation of Labor endorsement all three times that I ran. And I'm very proud of that. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of labor issues involved in the city. The city's a huge employer, right? So we first of all have to do right by our employees. And then we have to think about how we can help workers in the city. And some of that's through where we spend money and how we do contracting. We don't, unfortunately, here's another thing that the state has preempted. We can't raise the minimum wage in Madison because the state's preempted us. We can't require businesses to offer
some of that happened under Doyle.
That's right. It goes way back.
Yeah.
So there's only so much you can do at the city, but I think that we should look at how do we incentivize businesses to do better by their workers.
Because, and I was talking about this with some of your comrades from COWS, it's so funny, the people that are against workers' rights kind of depend on a certain socialism to pick up the slack on the health care and foods, you know, food benefits and other things.
Yeah.
When in fact, when you give people a little bit of power to stand up for themselves, they're able to earn enough living so taxpayers don't have to subsidize.
That's right. Yeah, we all do better when we all do better.
Let me finally ask you about what I'm concerned about. I go to Canada a lot, and I see cities like Ottawa and Toronto and Vancouver where people are literally being priced out of cities, and it's happening in San Francisco. It's happening here. How can we make sure that we're not the next San Francisco or the next Toronto where we have middle-class people that are able to stay here, working people?
Thank you for bringing that up, because that's actually, I think, maybe the most important issue to me in the campaign, is that we protect our affordable housing, that we build more housing, and that we make it possible for working folks to stay in the city of Madison. It's incredibly important. I think there's a bunch of stuff that the city can do. Now, let me be clear. The city is already doing some things, right? We have greatly increased the funding to the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. I think we're using it fairly effectively. We need to do better and more, though. We need to look at land banking for affordable housing. We need to look at the role of co-ops and land trusts. We need to look at where we can preserve existing affordable housing, and then where we can create more. And then, frankly, we just need to build housing, because more units loosens up the market. So there's a lot to do there, and it's going to be a priority when I'm elected mayor.
Because people having to drive to Portage to find an affordable house?
No, it's ridiculous.
It's bad for the environment?
Yeah, it's bad for the environment. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for people's lives. We don't want to be Seattle or San Francisco or Toronto with respect to housing market. We need to take a different path, and that has to start right now.
Like Vancouver realized it was too late.
Right, exactly, and that's the problem. You see cities all across the country and in Canada who realized too late that they had a problem. We have to, now, just when we're starting to feel the crunch, we have to start working on it.
Is there anything the city can do on labor rights? Terrible decision. You know, Epic's a great employer, but Epic is not a paragon of virtue. These terrible binding arbitrations deals that workers get forced into. Is there anything that can be done on a local level to make sure that workers aren't exploited?
You know, it's a really good question, and I think our hands have been so much tied by the state that it's hard to know where the loopholes are, but we should be looking for them. Certainly Epic and technology workers, but also folks in the food service. Like, wage theft is a huge issue for food service workers. Can we do better on enforcement? Can we put city resources towards prosecuting those cases? I think we can and probably should do that. So there's a lot, and it really is. It's about, like, where can you find the gaps that are left in preemption to take action? And also, where can we push on the state to give us a little bit more room to do what we need to do?
Well, I urge people, as you decide who you're going to support for mayor, to give Satya a good long look, because, you know, everybody's going to, the media's going to kind of paint with a broad brush, oh, they're all liberals, they're all about the same. Your focus and the things that we've talked about today, I think, differentiate you, taking nothing away from anyone else, but I do think they differentiate you, and I hope people take a good, long, hard look at that, because these are important things.
Thank you, Sly. I really appreciate it. People want to learn more about my campaign, they can go to satyaformadison.com. That's S-A-T-Y-A for Madison.com.
Thanks for coming and living in Madison.
It's my pleasure. It's a great city.
Have a great day.